Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So, we've got a couple callers in the queue, and want to let everybody know how to get a hold of us today that has not decided to call in thus far. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, callers. Look, Neil, she's going nuts. Wild animal on our hands here. We would love it if you followed us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And we're going to bring on our callers momentarily. Say hello to everybody, Neil.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Are we focused here? We have caller from 347 and also from 805. Let's get focused and ready to take these calls. Hi.
My name is Kat, and I'm calling from New York.
New York. Kat?
With a K?
Yeah. K or Kat? K?
Yeah, with a K.
Okay. Kat. So how did you find our show?
BTR, the website.
What's GPR?
What's that?
Grade Point Average?
Blog Talk.
Oh.
The website? Yeah.
Oh. BTR, I think she said. But you heard the same thing I did.
Yeah.
There's sometimes problems with the sound.
Yeah. Is that your nickname or is that your real name? Or
is it a
nickname.
Okay.
What's your birthday, Kat?
Catherine?
No.
Okay.
We're having problems. See, with it, there must be audio issues. Your birth date. Yeah, your birth date.
1-2-4.
1-2-4.
1-24.
Yeah.
And then the year, please.
9-3.
Okay.
I thought there was a 3 in there. Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 17.
Nine.
Okay. All right. So you are 27 years old.
I'm 26 right now.
Mm-hmm.
27.
27,
yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah, 27. What is what? Okay. And what's your question, Kat?
I guess I've been having these relationships. Questions.
I knew it was about relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah.
And then we'll explain why.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just wanting to know what the plan is. If you guys see my relationship with Leo going anywhere.
Okay. Let's get Leo's birthday.
Okay, October 13th.
Uh-huh. There's another 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
92. 1992. 15. 26. 26, 8. But he's got a lot of 11s going on because he's got an 11 and his 101 and his 92. So that 92 in his year is a reflection of your karmic number. It's your inverted karmic number, 29. And your years are interchangeable. year 9 to his 2 becomes his year 92. His 9 to your 3 becomes your year 93. His day amounts to the second number in your day, 4, 3-1. And you guys have an 11 between you in the month. So, I mean, there's some troubles in this relationship. And Kat, the reason why, I mean, I knew you were going to ask her about relationship. I just intuitively felt you were. But it's also because of your master number. So you're a 29-11-2. And twos typically have issues in relationships because two rules the second chakra, which is the relationship chakra. And 29-11-2 are also compounded. So you come back into the world with compounded karma from past lives in the category of relationships. So typically there's difficulty in relationships. Do you have problems? Did you have problems in your early life and relationships, like in your family? Difficulty with your parents, your siblings?
Yeah, I think so.
Are your parents still together or are they divorced?
Mm. They're divorced.
They're divorced. So that's typical of a 29-11-2. Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
And how is your relationship with the siblings?
I think I get along with all but one.
All but one. Okay. So, and they're in 10-1 together, which amounts to his month. Huh. Interesting. So when you add your master numbers together, it goes back to Leo's month. The thing is, you're 27 years old. So at the age of 29, you're going to have a big change in your life. And it's possible that the people that you meet up until that age, hopefully afterward, there's going to be a person that you meet that's going to be a more long-term life partner relationship. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
But I think that there might be some issues with Leo. Are you guys in a committed relationship or is this more casual?
I think this is more casual. Like we're just talking right now, but I...
So you haven't had, there's no intimacy yet?
But maybe, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
There is intimacy, but it's more casual.
Okay.
I mean, is that what you're saying? I mean, I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it's mainly like we're just getting to know each other right now.
Uh-huh. Well, I think Leo may be someone who will come into your life and you'll have your experience with him and he'll pass. Neil might have a different opinion.
Everything is fine. Cat, but
everything.
I mean, what you said. I don't contest anything you said. Cat, you're meeting him when you come to the planet. There are certain people you need to meet because of karma. You have to meet them. You have a karmic relationship with them from a past life. Leo is one of these people. Now, there's what's happening is that both of you are shy of your karmic numbers in your age. 92, 2002,
no.
12.
He's not.
Oh, no,
he's
28. Not. See, he had a change at 26. So his big change came at 26. You could ask him what he did at 26, just, you know, casually ask him, because that would have been a change in his world. But he, right now at his age, he's ready to start to make a committed relationship. He's somewhat ready. Now, his year is your inverted karmic number. 92 is the inverted number of 29, which is your karmic number. So what's happening is that you're meeting him on the assumption that this could become very serious because he's in the zone now where he's supposed to be making mature, serious decisions about his life. So you're there in the cosmic world, you're there because it's major. This is not just casual, it's casual, but it's not casual to the extent that you've been placed in his life to help him make a decision. You're not by command you're supposed to get married. You're by command soulmates. You've met him before. So the situation will be, is Leo ready to make a commitment and then follow through with that? And then you make up your mind what you want to do. But he's here and you're here because of something written in the books. Now, to your knowledge, is he going through any kind of job confusion?
I think so. Like currently, I think he's trying to get his degree.
Now, is there anybody in your background or his background that's in the medical field or related medical field?
I thought you were
going to
say dentist, actually.
That's me.
What do you do?
I'm going into my third year of med school.
See what I see? See, Corey, when you look at that, Kat, you go, okay, we don't know you. We picked up this information. That serves as the validation.
Mm-hmm.
That serves as the validation that everything Chris and I have said so far is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing, we cannot predict what's going to happen with him. We can only say that this is meant to be right now. He's got to make up his mind. If he doesn't make up his mind, if you two separate and it goes not beyond casual, I predict you're going to be married in 2 years.
Okay.
But what will happen is if Leo steps out of the ballpark, your other potential karmic candidates will come lining up, and then ultimately one will make his mind up about you. You're meant to be married in this lifetime and have a child. That's what's kind of written in the books. So
yeah.
Right now, Leo's up to standards. One question before Kristen says something. Is there anybody in your family who lost an eye, has only one eye, or has terrible eyesight problems? Anyone that you know of?
Yeah.
And who is that?
The only person is my dog. Like,
okay.
That's the only.
Dogs are family. Dogs are family. Yeah. That's fine. What's the problem?
He just can't see. Like, they did the whole workup, and like I think he just has cataracts to one of his eyes right now.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Okay.
That's all. That's all we need to know. That's validated. It's a concern that was going on before we mentioned anything, and I thought it would be a cataract. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that's what it stands right now, Kat. Leo's there. You'll know in about 2 or 3 months if he's really going to have any serious intent. Can't be predicted. We can only say he's there for a reason right now.
And in his, so he's in school also?
Yeah.
What kind of?
Is he anything to do with business or finance in his education?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was getting. Okay, so, you know, the thing is, Kat, you're Leo is 28 and so he's 2 years beyond his karma. You're 2 years prior. So like Neil says, it's kind of in the ball is in Leo's court. Would you like a relationship with him?
I think so.
So you have to see what the next few months bring. And, you know, you can always follow us, give us a call back, let us know. But, you know, as far as...
What will happen, Kat, is it's going to grow and then reach a certain plateau. And at that point, Leo will have to make up his mind whether he has cold feet and he's not ready for this. He'll back out. Or whether he reaches that plateau and decides to take a mature step towards more of a formal engagement. You have to understand that when you come to this planet, we tend to say that we have one soulmate and we marry them. That's sometimes true. Many human beings have a lineup of possible people they could marry. And the contingency is how mature and ready that person is. If they're not, and you're lucky and you have other people in your life that can be qualified as potential husbands, then they come next in line. So a lot of times it's just not destined with one person. But by the time you do get married, it will feel like that's the person you're supposed to have because they all have qualifying points to being in a relationship with you. So ultimately, when you do get married, and I predict you will, that will feel like the right one because there might be 10 guys that hold that number. But you see, when we come to the planet, we have this journey of free will and how far we advance in a lifetime. And some people don't make it, and some people do, and some people get stuck. Well, that's what's happening right now. I will say this. When you get married, your vacation is going to be somewhere near a beach. You're going to go near the water, the beach. I don't know. You're in New York. So if you go to any, if you have any encounter with Leo and it's at a beach, that might be a little bit of an indication of something positive coming up.
Okay, Kat.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Good luck. We wish you luck.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, we have a caller from 805 area code and then 213. God, 805 has been on hold for like 30 minutes. Okay. Hi.
Oh, hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. This is Donna from Santa Barbara,
I thought
California.
So.
Hello.
Who's Donna?
How are you guys?
Good, Donna. I thought that was you.
Well,
give us your birth date again.
April 22nd, 1954.
April 22nd, 1954. I do not remember that. Okay, 8/18/79. Okay. So, what's new, Donna? What's your question?
Well, I was on a Zoom class learning Samadhi meditation, and my last day of learning it and all the information and all, the teacher gave me my mantra and said, hold it in your heart area, which I did as I received the mantra, and I felt all this profound sadness. It almost had a holiness to it. It was unbelievable, and it lasted for quite a while, and then the next day, I'm sitting up in bed, and out of the corner of my right eye, there was this swooshing sound, and it was like a tunnel, and this man came in wearing these robes, and it was like right in front of me. It was unbelievable. I mean, it wasn't hallucinating or anything, and he had the most beautiful face and smile and everything, and you know, I didn't want him to go away, so I didn't ask him anything. I just smiled, you know, with my lips, and then I felt this unbelievable joy in my heart, and then he disappeared. But it was the most beautiful vision I had ever seen in my entire life. And at the same time as seeing it, I could feel that he was from God's kingdom. I could feel that regalness or whatever you call it. And so I wanted to know what's coming up for me, because I think something really good is coming in for me because of what I saw.
Well, that sounds like a pretty amazing experience. And you said this happened when you were doing your mantra that was assigned to you by the teacher?
Well, no, after a couple of days, I learned everything, and then I received my mantra, but it wasn't until the next day. I wasn't doing my mantra. I was just sitting up in bed, and then I had that vision come in from the corner of my eye going through a tunnel.
Okay, so.
Well, here's this, Donna. The heart chakra is 4. That's your month, and that's in your year. The heart chakra, though, is broken up in your day, 22. So there was some tragic events that occurred related to heart theme scenarios in your past life. Your master number is 9, so there's endurance going on. It's also the 9 is broken up by the 54 in the year. What you saw was a guide. You saw a guide. Now, the guide... Guides can be several varieties. You can have human beings that were promoted to be guides in the astral realm. You can have spirits in the astral realm that were never human beings that serve as guides. You can have angels as guides. You seem to have had, you seem for some reason to have a guide of high standing. I don't know why, but doesn't mean, well, your master number is 9, so that's a mm-hmm. high number. Is your father deceased?
He is.
Okay, so what did your father owe you anything, or did he have any regrets, do you believe, when he died? Was there anything left over between the two of you?
Oh, I think he did have regrets, yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't that nice to me and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. See, what happens is this guide could be holding energy to where your father, now in the astral realm, is understanding the violations he made in life. And he's trying to redeem himself from an astral plane. That's very difficult to do. But that's where that's where that energy comes from. Also, there might be one of two areas in your past life. It's either Russia or England, where there might have been some past life brushings with a higher government officials. So don't worry if it doesn't happen in this lifetime, but does England or Russia have any importance to you?
Well, my last name is Heath. My dad's family, you know, Heath. Came from England.
England,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, so that, you see, that guide you saw could have been somebody in a past life that was of royalty, a human,
yeah.
that crossed over.
Yeah.
But when you were in that past life with this human being, you two knew each other. There's also
yeah, because
a
I
very...
did feel like I had known him for him, and I he was just gorgeous. I've never seen any. I mean, it's going to be very hard in this lifetime because I don't think I can compare.
You mean to find her.
Well, yeah, well,
someone who
you know,
meets that standard.
Back in those days,
yeah.
he was in a Royal Hustler magazine. You see, and do you have any precious stones or jewels with a diamond or a stone? Do you have any in your possession?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that guide was probably a human being that moved out of the physical realm, is in the astral realm. When he was in the physical realm, you knew him. It had to do with a past life of royalty brushings in the king's court or something that you were
yeah.
involved in, and that's where that energy came from. In this lifetime, though, you're meant to write something. I don't know what you're going to write, but you have to write something of importance before you leave the planet. What that is,
right.
I don't know. But if it makes
yeah.
sense, start
mm-hmm.
writing. Okay.
Yeah, I just got a computer my brother gave me, so I'm going to start writing.
Like
yeah.
Writing, what kind of writing? Journaling or?
I want to write. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a little book or something because I had another, you know, I'm 66 now, but when I was in my 30s and I saw the lantern burning in someone's chest and then I fainted and then I communed with God and then I woke up. And then there was somebody there holding my hand. I was lying in a bed. I don't even remember getting into that bed, lying there. And then they took me to the hospital. And then the guy just said, everybody there loved you or something like that. And that's because I had communed with God. And then, everything was fine.
So in
but
a way,
I did commune.
So in a way, in that goes back to a past life when you died. So in a way, I mean, it is a journal because there's an autobiographical. There's an autobiographical definition to what you're
mm-hmm.
writing because it's about your own personal experience. But
yeah.
It's on a higher spiritual level, of course, because it's about your encounters with the spirit world in this lifetime. So. Yeah, you can compile that and put it into a book.
You can compile that. Have you bought any new bed sheets or blankets or anything recently?
No, but I have that I just put in my car, my new car. My sister gave me a car, and then I gifted my car to my other sister. Yeah, so I'm real grateful for my sister giving me a, you know, well, a car with 30,000 miles, a Honda Accord hybrid.
Right.
She gave me that.
Wow.
So I'm grateful for that.
No,
and I put,
the blanket
yeah,
and the car don't match.
But that's okay.
I can't tie that together. But just want to know, do you have a certain kind of bed covering on your bed? Anything pretty?
Yeah, I have a duvet, white duvet with a down comforter inside the duvet. And yeah, it's pretty, very comfy.
Okay. There's just validations.
Okay.
What was your question?
She was just asking about what's coming up for her.
Right.
And so
yeah, what's coming up?
Her? Right.
Well, it's the writing of the book, and you've got the new computer.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That should be your focus, and you know, good that you're involved in meditation classes on Zoom, that you're keeping busy despite everything that's going on in the world. So good for you.
Yeah, not busy enough, but I just had a COVID. I was in Hawaii. My brother treated me to go to Hawaii, and
you're getting lucky you.
No, that's what I mean. After seeing this vision, all this stuff, my brother gives me a smart TV with Netflix on it. He gives me the Apple the earbuds. I mean, all this good stuff is coming in for me. It's like the best Christmas ever, as far as material.
You know, when you're in the court, when you're in a past life, when you're in the high courts or the king's palace, gifts are bestowed on you. There's that kind of element. There's something you're going to. I'm not sure. Are you Catholic by religion?
Well, yes. Grew up Catholic. Yeah. Not now, but yeah.
There's something, and the Catholic, there was the whole thing about England and the Catholic and the monarchy.
Yeah, the
Protestants
usually.
Protestants.
There was that big division.
Thomas More and the King. So there's something going on there. Write your book. Work through it.
Okay.
What's happening is because you're reconnecting to a past life when you were in royalty. And I don't think you were that famous in that, but you were a member of the king's court. And there were many people that did that. Are there any nurses in your background, real quick?
Well, that's what I've been doing most of my life, taking care of the elderly in the home.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, you forgot. But,
okay, that's all you need to know. You're probably one of the nurses.
Are you an RN? Are you an LVN?
Mm-mm, none of that. Just a lot of experience.
So it's just care in that.
Yeah,
in
more
that
companionship.
Field.
More companionship. More companionship.
Companionship as well. It's a diluted form of nursing because you're caring for people their older years. So
on a companionship level, watching TV, talking to them, that kind of thing. Nothing real nursing skills, just more companionship.
Okay. Well, that's another validation. Okay, Donna. Well, thanks for getting in touch.
Thank you. Thank you, Kirsten. Thank you, Neil. And Happy New Year to both of you.
Thanks so much.
Year.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. We've got a couple more calls. So 23 and then 303. Hang in there. 303 will be getting to you soon. 213, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Sorry. this is Star. I'm calling from California, San Diego.
Okay. Star with a double R or one R?
No, just one R.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and I had just a question about if I was going to have any meaningful relationships this year. I know it's kind of an open question, but I tend not to want to put myself in a box as far as, whether it's going to be in love or work, but I just want to know, it's been kind of, I've been feeling like I'm on this transition period, but I can't grasp anything happening in my love life, career, as far as anything. So,
okay. Are you currently in a career or are you not?
Yeah, I'm currently in a career, but I'm thinking about making a move, so.
A change in career or just a change in job?
More a job. Okay. Like, I'm thinking about, I want to really start a private practice, but I am employed right now by a company.
Okay. What's your birth date?
8/13/82.
Yeah, I was getting a 4. And you have a 4 in your day, 82. The 13 is a 4. 8, mm-hmm. 9, 13. So, and you have a 4 on.
32, 5.
But you're a master, 5 by master number, but something. Her 8, 1, 3 is a 4, which is why the 4 was coming in. So she's got 8, 9, 10, 11 on the 2. 11, 2. And so you're single right now. Obviously.
I am single. Probably been for too long, but I was in this kind of cycle, so I kept, I guess, getting the wrong type of guys, or I don't know.
Well, trying to find, you had a change at 32. What happened then?
At 32, I believe that's the year I got divorced in 32.
Yeah.
Any children?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yep, I have 2 children.
Yeah, I thought she had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 children.
Master number is 5, but it's derived by 32, so you go in increments of 5 from birth, 32, the next one, and then also at 32, so that would be 37. So you're always 2 years apart in your journeys of 5 years. 5 years from birth and 5 years from 32. But the thing about being 38 right now, you have a 3 and an 8 in your day and month.
She's
and
not
actually,
38. Dude, she's 37. She won't be 38.
She's going to be 38.
She will be 38.
Yeah. And,
I'm already 38.
She's a 38.
Oh, she's 38? Yeah. Oh, she's going to be 39.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So,
we're forgetting what year it is.
1982 actually can be factored, it can become a 38. So here's what I think is going to happen. You know, it's tough trying to find a relationship. You find somebody, then it's tough trying to work it into something permanent and established. Because once you meet somebody, then, you know, if it's not smooth going, you get to know them, and then you have to work your way into making it exclusive. And then from there, it has to jump into something more serious, even at that point. So it's a tough journey. You've already been married and divorced. You got divorced at the element of your change, but you're supposed to have another relationship and probably maybe another marriage, but another full life engagement type of relationship. You're going to get that from something indirectly related to Arizona.
Hmm.
But you have to look at Arizona first of all. What is on any level? What does Arizona mean to you? Just make something up if you don't have an answer.
Undesirable weather.
I tend to agree with that statement.
That's what you came up with.
That's a good answer. Undesirable
weather.
Well,
Arizona
weather.
Has the Grand Canyon.
I know, but it's like stifling. I would
come on. Give me something else. I don't want to hear a weather report.
She lives in an ideal weather location. She's in San Diego. It's cool.
But weather doesn't kind of work. Say something else. Come on.
Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to Arizona?
Not really. Like passing through. You know, like driving somewhere else and just like going down, I think,
So you went, but you have been through Arizona. So remember who you were traveling with through Arizona?
Probably my mother, because like I would drive her. Like my mom lives in Oklahoma, so like we just drive through, like literally, like just driving through Arizona
okay.
to get
okay.
to like
Arizona was the word that took me to another word that I'm searching for, and that's Oklahoma. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Today I was just, researching something, and I fell across the musical Oklahoma.
Okay, Arizona.
I fell across the musical
Oklahoma. Actually, that came up yesterday. Don't you remember?
Yeah. And it came up yesterday.
Oklahoma.
So you go, okay, so what? Well, that the reason I came up with that was probably because of this reading, because there was no reason why I would come up with it, but it came up for this reading. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had any background with horses in your family background going back?
Way back? Like when I was a child. Like not even a teenager, but like a child. So my grandfather and them, they used to have ranches, but
You're just validating your ranches and horses in your background.
I didn't have ranches or horses in my background as far as immediate. Did you? No.
Well,
so no one,
to some extent.
Not everybody is going to have that experience.
What's she asking about her love life?
So she's asking about her love life.
So, yeah, you're going to probably be in a relationship this year.
And she's 38, which is actually in her month and day going backwards.
Yeah, I think she's going to be this year.
38.
The guy could come from Arizona. There could be horses involved in your conversations with him. There's somebody named Anthony floating around. I don't know where.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry. Yeah, I actually have been conversing just with this guy named Anthony. So I just
okay. That just means that the element of the reading has validation. You know. That's what it means. The element of the reading has validation, and it suggests that you're going to be in a relationship while you are 38. Maybe you won't, maybe you will, but the validations in the reading suggest you're going to be. And you're going to be in another committed relationship, and probably at least committed relationship, if not a marriage.
Okay. But so with the notion of Anthony, is this something I should pursue or no?
Okay.
Do you think it's him or no?
Here's what happens, though. We run across people that we have to meet in our journey. We have to meet them, and we have to go through the chapter of meeting them. Anthony was somebody that was written for you to meet, so it's more than just casual. Are you going to stop on the dime of Anthony? I don't know. You know, Anthony's not the chosen one, but he's chosen to the extent that you're supposed to meet him. And you'll work through him, and he's the right one. There's no problem. You'll know it.
What's his
and
birthday?
And if he isn't, he'll lead to somebody else.
What's his birthday real quick before we get to 303 caller?
So I believe Anthony is a Libra.
Well, okay, that's not going to help us, but because we would need the entire birth date.
You know,
I think he probably told me, but I forgot.
That's okay.
You're talking to him. He came up in the reading. You're talking to him. It means that you're on the pathway to finding the guy.
Yeah,
it
may not necessarily be Anthony. I don't think it is, but.
Okay.
You know, if he's not the guy, you're getting closer to the guy, but you got to work it through with Anthony and then let it come to its natural place. And if it's deeper and gets better, then it will be him. If it doesn't, then you'll move to the next slot. And and go with there. But watch out for gamblers. If somebody talks about Las Vegas, I mean, you can go have honeymoon in Las Vegas and do some fun gambling. But if someone's addicted to gambling, you need to stay away from them.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much, and have a good day. Thank you for your help.
You too. Good luck.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So our next 303. Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. This is a long-time listener, Allison.
Allison. Yeah.
Long time. I'm usually not up during your show, but I happen to be up early, very early for me. So I thought, oh, I saw your show was on. So I thought, oh, it's been too long. Happy New Year to both.
Thanks. So, Allison, what's new?
What's your birthday?
Yeah, let's get your birthday. You're born in March, aren't you?
Yeah, the Ides of March.
4.
Ides of March, 1957. Got a birthday coming up, actually, in a couple months.
Okay. So just hold on real quick. Yeah, your birthday is coming up.
Pretty soon.
You're going to be 64 years old.
Yep.
Okay. And catch us up to date on what's new with you.
Yeah. I have to say, I had to laugh at the previous caller when you asked her, by the way, what came to mind with Arizona, and she said, undesirable weather.
Yeah.
I had to laugh because she is totally right. Keep on driving through. Don't stop.
I know. And
Arizona.
Yeah. You were
She's from right.
Arizona. She's from Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. You're not living there now?
I'm not from Arizona, but this is where I live, yes.
Oh, you're still
there.
And
I have not wanted to be here, but I'm stuck here now. So, but she was right. It's horrible. It's poor. People have no idea what it's like to live in bone dry, zero humidity, 117 degree weather.
Is all of Arizona like that?
No. Central Arizona, as you go further north, you get towards Central Arizona, and then Northern Arizona, of course, you have Flagstaff, which is up in the mountains, and that's snow and ski.
You can buy a home in Arizona that's like a $3 million home in California, and it's, you know.
A lot less. It's less expensive, but I mean, there's of course reasons why, and I guess it's more expensive the further north you go.
Our rental prices and our home prices are soaring because Californians are
moving
here in mass. I'm out of here. It's gotten so expensive. It's still not California, but in another 5 years it will be. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard Flagstaff. A lot of people live in Flagstaff.
Flagstaff is the San Francisco of, and I mean that not in a complimentary kind of way. it's the most liberal and the most San Francisco-like city town in Arizona. I met a woman once who, because it's a really pretty area because of the mountains, but I met a woman once who told me, she lives in Flagstaff, and she said, do you know what how we describe Flagstaff? And I said, no. And she said, it's poverty with a view, because there's so many poor people, a lot of poverty and a lot of people on social welfare programs, just like San Francisco. That's why I said it's the San Francisco of Arizona.
Oh yeah, San Francisco has gone downhill, and homelessness is skyrocketing.
I used to live there, and I can't believe what it's become. I can't even look at the photos. It's just appalling to me. Yeah. But I lived there for 10 years. So, anyways, on to a happier news. I'm getting ready to, actually, speaking of Arizona, I'm ready to bail. I was trying to get out of here last year, and then the whole lockdown happened. So, but this is do or die. So I'm out of here in the next probably April, before, because we go into the triple digits in April. It may happen in March this year. So I don't want to be here at all for another summer. So I am looking at April, and I'm going across the country as far away as I can get, back to water, back to the ocean. So this is all happening. Of course, I do numerology myself, but this is all happening in a 5-year, and I'm a 4 life path. And I will tell you genuinely that over my lifetime, the 5 years have been some really challenging times for me. But so I'm not going to say I'm apprehensive, but I definitely am taking note, like, oh, prepare for the unexpected. Anything about the move that you might pick up that I need to,
you know, what's
you
interesting,
know,
not to take away from the former, well, not to take away from the former reading, but I mentioned Arizona and I mentioned water and beach. So that
yeah.
slides into your home plate. And yeah. what's, and you want to move as far away as possible to water, like where you want to move to?
Oh, I'm going clear across the country as far as you can get before you drive into the ocean.
What,
well,
so
like South
Florida?
Carolina.
Florida?
Yep.
Florida?
East Coast.
East Coast, but specifically what state?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes,
Florida.
Florida, the eastern coast,
the
eastern seaboard, not the Gulf side.
Okay, so here, when do what, I think you're going to go there, but the symbol and the journey is going to be wrapped around something that has to do with a teacher. So first of all, are there any teachers in your background? Anyone who's a teacher?
No. I mean, not
you,
that I'm aware of. I mean, you know, 1,000
years
ago.
Yeah, you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
Well, how far did you go in school?
Oh, I graduated with a bachelor of journalism degree from the best journalism school in the country.
Okay,
back in the 70s. So
okay,
highly
you.
Educated.
Okay, so it's you. It's you, Allison. The teacher quote is you. So you're carrying yourself to Florida, and what you're carrying within you, like a child, you're carrying one of your past lives that's drawing you back there.
Right.
Now, real briefly, short version, what did you do with your degree? Did you do any writing?
The short answer is most of what I did was editing other people's crappy writing. I did a little bit of my own freelance reporting, photography, writing.
Okay,
I would say
the
bulk
of
my career was helping other people look good, though.
See, you're the teacher. You're the, quote, teacher. You did.
Yeah.
You were the English teacher. So you're going to move to Florida. It will probably be April, May. And where you're going to be moving to, believe it or not, where you reside, you'll see a lot of hummingbees. You're going to see a lot of bees.
Huh. That's interesting.
I know. I think so. I don't know why, but that's what I see. But, you know,
that's not something I would expect. That's not something I would expect in a swampy area.
Neither me. I don't know why. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a beekeeper. I don't know what they're. Well, you know, I mean, who knows? There'll be a lot of bees. We don't, you know, it's a symbol. I don't know. You know, there is something, you know, but as I move deeper into it, I see, like, I'm starting to see a lot of honey, and I'm starting to see a baby. You know, honey isn't good for babies, but who had the baby? Who has a baby? What's the baby story?
I have no clue.
Well,
I mean, we're all born, so we all were babies, and therefore
no,
our parents had.
And anybody, and no one,
your
anybody.
Siblings have babies?
Yeah. Well, no, she's too old to have babies. Siblings.
No,
babies.
Did the siblings ever have it?
Oh, yeah.
Have
do you have? No. You do have a child. Do you? Don't you? Allison, I can't remember.
Well, he's an adult. Yeah, he's an adult.
Yeah, but you had a baby. So you had
okay.
a baby.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So the honey and the bee and the baby goes back in time to when you had a baby. I don't know what it means yet, but we might be able to take that piece and then throw it over to Florida, and there's going to be some correlation. It could be, for instance, you were born in Florida in another lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That could be one thing. But you're going back there to reconnect to your roots. You're a 34-7.
No, she's a 31-4.
Isn't she March 9th, 1957? Oh,
March 15th.
Oh, March 15th?
I said March.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry. That's... Doesn't
why did we both have my, you know, it's funny because
I wrote down 9th because you did.
Oh, because I heard her say 9th, but I didn't add it up because I remembered what her karmic
number
was. Yeah.
9/19. She's a
31/4. I know that.
That doesn't change anything because even if a 31/4 would have asked her about being a teacher, she kind of has a laugh. She talks and she kind of has a laugh like a person I know named Candy.
Well, and the funny thing
she's
is,
an English teacher.
She's yeah, and same field, you know, journalism,
yeah.
English.
Yeah.
But she's got that reflection of 31. But she talks about her 5-year cycles. Her 5 is in her day.
1988. What happened in 1988?
When you were 31, Allison. We've probably gone over this before, but
yeah, I think at that time I happened to start to. Associate with I was living in San Francisco at the time, so there was a lot of cultural, you know, different kinds of different cultures there, and I started to associate and be very drawn into Japanese people from Japan, not native, not Nisei, but people of Japanese descent, and that's when I started to study the language, and then in a matter of years it was just 88, I got very involved with somebody and actually moved to Japan, 2-3 years later. So it's 88 sort of marked the entry point for me into Japan, the life there, the karma,
okay.
My own past lives through actual Japanese people.
Okay. So what you want to
do,
what you want to do for fun is look up the symbol of the honeybee in Japanese culture.
Okay.
Just look
the
it
kanji,
up. Reading
kanji.
Orbit.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Kanji.
The kanji character? Yeah.
The kanji character for honeybee.
Yeah. Read up on it.
Okay, I can do that.
Read up on that and try to incorporate it into some common sense of your life.
Huh.
But that might help a little bit too to fulfill your journey.
Huh? Yeah. It's an odd because again, you know, it's a very marshland place where I'm going. You know, right near the water. It's not particularly honeybee country. But I did have a son, you know, way back when, and we have no relationship at all, zero, none. We're complete. In fact, yesterday was his birthday, and he just turned 40. So we have zero. I mean, he is a great source of agony in my life. So this whole honeybee milk and you know, the honeybee and honey and all of that just is as far like on the other end of the scale in terms of just pointing it to my relationship or lack thereof with my own son. Zero. No, I mean,
yeah,
we have nothing.
Here's what I want you to do too. You said a code word, milk and honey. Now there's an old song in the 60s. You might even know that you're old enough. Called Milk and Honey. It was an instrumental song.
Wow. Hmm.
I want you to listen to it.
Okay.
I'm not telling you to love it or anything. I just want you to listen to it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go on Google and what do you call it? Wikipedia?
Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Read about Milk and Honey. The song.
The song.
History.
Mm-hmm. I can do that. Yeah, my son is a 5.
For 23.5.
1981. So he's at and you know, I'm the 4 birth path and he's the 5, and he has a lot of ones in his numbers as well. As you go across, you know, January 12th, 1, that's a 1, 1, 2, 1981. So there's 2 more ones. I've done his numerology, I've also done his astrology, but it's a very tragic, sad story, to be honest with you. And I'm not going to say it, but it created a lifetime that I couldn't, for me, that I would not say was a joyful one in this, you know, in between him and me. So that's all I'll say on that.
It's 1/12/81. I mean, he's got the 11s going on, which are, you know, they hold a dark energy. You guys, 31, you know, your months align to your karmic number 3 to his 1 is your 31.
Yeah. Right.
Your 1 to his 1 are his first two numbers, 1/1.
Yeah.
And then your 5/8, your 5/2 is 8, becomes your inverted karmic number 13. So,
karmic
connection,
right.
Of course.
Yeah.
And this first and last is an 11. So, yeah, he's got some darkness. And, you know, sorry to hear that it's, you know, it's not a positive relationship for you.
Not at all, no. It's not. I'm not saying it's not. Yeah, you know, I'm not saying it's the worst thing that any person. I'm just saying it's just, there was this opportunity for it to be much better at some point, and it didn't come to pass.
Well.
So, but that's fine. It's funny that we're talking about this because he just had his birthday yesterday, which of course is always a very, very painful, day for me. In many ways.
Yeah, well, it's understandable. But the positive thing is you're moving out of Arizona.
Yep.
Better climate. Yep. And
It's overdue. I will be honest. It was supposed to happen last year, but it had to get put on hold. So now the gas, you know, the foot is really on the pedal.
Good. Good.
You know?
Yeah, well, she's in her 16th cycle of 4, right? 64 years old?
7th cycle. Oh, 4, yeah.
Yeah, 16th cycle of 4. So it's the right time for a move for you because you're on a multiple of your master number 4, 16 times 4.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hadn't really looked at it in that perspective. Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Maybe that's why, you know, it was delayed. And it's happening now. So hopefully going forward, it's going to be a positive experience for you. You're going to be, I'm assuming you're working there. We got to wrap up the show, but you've got work.
No, not at this point. I have some, what do they call that? A disability thing at this point. Unfortunately, that's not something I have to be doing. I may end up wanting to do it once I get there, but I couldn't hold a job down right now, anyway, with the way things are.
Right, right. You've got the financial means to move and support yourself, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, and you're not worried about the job factor. Good.
No,
okay,
well, the means to get me there. Thank you.
Well, thanks for getting in touch, Allison.
Yeah, and thank you. And I will look up the bee. I don't know if they have honeybees in Japan, but I will look up the bee kanji, and that will be interesting. That's one I don't know. So, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. Let us know when you find out.
Okay. Take care.
And we are done for the day. We're back on the air next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, rather. Speak with all of you then. Bye-bye.